What's up, y'all? It is David here on the 5x5 Late Night Show. Glad you guys could join me for this explosive, interesting, maybe a little shady, and a little late. You know, tonight I am a little late, but I'm always on time here at the 5x5. But maybe a little shady. I don't know how deep we want to get tonight. But I'm glad. Each and every one of you guys can join me whenever, wherever. However, you are picking up the show, whether you're on iTunes, Spreaker, or Stitcher.com, or you catch it on the website or the 5x5 Facebook page, wherever. I do appreciate all the listeners. I don't know, for some reason, and I guess you guys have heard that we're changing a little bit here on the 5x5 because people can't act right. But I hope you guys are doing good, and I'm well. I've had a very, very long day, long work week. You know, my work week is Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Oh, and on the work tip, got some good news today. There's always a little good news within the craziness of my life. You know, I had some problems at work, and someone was targeting me. Because of my many, many, many requests, they finally got the information of the person who was targeting me. They will not let me know who it is. But they have records of all that stuff. It was done through the phone or whatever. And so that's being taken care of. So I'm like, okay, I knew y'all had a way to track things. Y'all just don't let me know. So that was some good news today. Other than that, I get to hang out with the fam today. Because, you know, my sister, bless her heart, she had a surgery today, and it went well. You know, I was kind of scared because you never know. Anything can happen, and I'm kind of these people that I'm a gloom and doom kind of person. I hope for the best, but I prepare for the worst. I guess that's the best way to put it. I hope for the best, and I prepare for the worst. And it was funny because I don't know what drugs they gave her for pain, but it was interesting when I finally went back there when she was in recovery. I had her convinced that her dog, which she has a little pug, was on the bed with her and she was petting it. And she's like, oh, I can't believe y'all let him back here. And she's just petting away and just petting it. And my niece and I, we are cracking up. And I'm like, oh, my God, I'm such a mean brother, you know. But that's what I do. That's what brothers do, especially when I'm the youngest of two. And she terrorized me all my life. So when I get to play a little joke or a prank, no matter where, if you just, you know, had your shoulder ripped open or what, I want to use that opportunity to, mess with you. So it was okay. So I was just a little scared. I was a little nervous. So I think a lot of times when I'm nervous, I'm scared, I normally play. And, once I start joking and talking, she kind of came out of her was anesthetic haze or whatever. And she, the funny thing is, when we get her home and everything, we're setting her up, make sure she's okay before I leave, she's like, What happened to your teeth? What happened to your teeth? And I'm like, girl, what do you mean? What happened to my teeth? So I'm thinking something's wrong. And I'm like, nothing. She's like, oh my God, your teeth are gone. Or you're missing a tooth. I'm like, no, I'm not. And so I'm smiling. She's like, okay, it looked like your teeth was gone. So she's still a little loopy. So, but another funny thing, when we were leaving, there was a dog out front that her, she has a big dog that stays outside. He's barking. And so she thought her dog was a loose. And, but she starts calling my old dog's name. She's like, is Simba out there? Is Simba? I'm like, I hope she wasn't seeing the light. No, I ain't playing that. You know, I'm not playing. But and so she's, talking about, she's talking about my old dog that's been dead for since 2006. Yeah, since 2006. So I don't know where that came from. So hopefully she'll be a little bit more within her right mind tomorrow. But it's, you know, she, you know, it was, like I said, again, I'll say it last time, it was scary. And I wish her a very rapid recovery. And thank you for all the Facebook well wishes. I do appreciate that. And you know what, y'all, somebody trying to get me thrown off Facebook. Tried it, but people are scared of the truth. I try to live my life telling the truth, and people accuse me of saying, oh, well, you think you never do anything wrong. Of course I do something wrong, I do stuff wrong. I make mistakes. I'm human. And you know, but when I'm not wrong, I'm not gonna let you try to guilt me into thinking that I am wrong. That's not gonna happen. And but again, I hope you guys are well. Like I said, winter is finally here. Today I shaved, and I hadn't shaved in a while, so I shaved my head and cleaned up the goatee and everything. And I'm like, well, you know, I shouldn't have shaved today, especially my head. And I didn't, and I always have a ball cap on, some kind of hat. In the winter, it's like one of those bebop caps, and in the summer and spring or fall, I have a baseball cap on. That's me, I'm a hat boy in that respect. And my one favorite hat that I wear all the time. And then anyhow, and so today I'm like, well, I'm gonna be clean shaven, hey, Mags, what's up, boy? Haven't seen you here over on the show in a minute. How are you doing? That is Raven Rendell from Pride 48, my brother in nerdom. really good guy. I'm just talking. And so check him out on, he does have a hard show here on Spreaker. So look up Raving Rendell, Rendall, here on Spreaker. He has a show here, has a show on Pride 48, and somewhere else, I think. You can type that in the you can type that in the little chat box. But if you guys, you know, you can join us in the chat room. If you're not there, you can join us in the chat room. So I'm a hat guy, and so I didn't do it today. And when I tell you, but I was, you know, pressed. I had to get to the surgical center today, and I was pressed for time, and I was trying to get everybody coordinated. And so I'm like, okay, I'm just going to wear a light jacket, because I didn't know, because yesterday it wasn't cold. It was actually in the 50s, 58, almost 60. I think at one point it was like 62. And so, oh, Jackalope Radio. You can find Raven Rendell there as well. I haven't heard of Jackalope, but I have to check that out. And so when I get outside, and I know there's no turning back. I have to have everything. Like I grab my charger, I grab my iPod, my cell phone, something to drink, and then I'm out the door. And I'm like, oh, it's cold out here, you know. And the first day that is really cold, and the wind is blowing and it's raining, I don't have a hat on, so I'll be sick. You know, I have a pretty good immune system, but you know, I normally get sick once a year. And I'm like, ah, it is too close to the weekend, because next week I take a weekend off. And I said it's too close to the weekend to be you know, without no hat on. So I had to dig out the I had to dig out the coat, and this evening when it was too late, I'm in the house now, and I'll be dressing appropriately. But yeah, I'm not ready. I'm not ready for this weather. I'm not ready for the winter weather, and I'm not ready for the cold. Although I thought I was, I'm not. I would like another week or two of fall, but granted, it's almost the middle of November, so it's definitely time. I'm seeing more and more Christmas decorations pop up throughout the city. And I wouldn't mind having a white Christmas. I like, because I love Christmas so much. And I'm not going to start playing Christmas music until after Thanksgiving, I promise. And I've also been seeing some of the Black Friday ads that are making their way around in email. I think I got Target yesterday, and I wasn't that impressed. I used to be able to depend on Target. I want a new TV. I want a new television. I want one of those ultra HD televisions. Maybe Santa will bring me one, but I doubt it. And I need a new computer, so I think that's when I'm buying my new computer. I'm going to do it, and hopefully, I can find a good deal during Black Friday. But that remains to be seen. But been seeing those ads, kind of creep up here and there, and I guess it's time, because we're maybe what, 6 weeks out to Christmas, if that, and right at 2 weeks of Thanksgiving, and I'm like, this seemed like after. September ended, we flew through, we're starting to fly through the days, and we're getting toward the end of the year. 2015 is quickly coming upon us, coming upon us. And so I don't know. I don't know. I'm thinking about, you always think about your New Year's resolutions, and I know one: don't fuck with crazy people on the internet. That's gonna be one of my first ones. If they're drunk and crazy, don't fuck with them. That's all I can say. That's all I can tell you, baby. But that's neither here nor there. I probably need to, throw that little weight thing in there, and that smoking thing in there, and try to be a better person and a better caregiver to my family. And because my family is really, really important to me. And I just kind of, today when we're all together, sometimes they make me insane. I mean, they make me insane. I moved. You guys all know the story. I moved back to the area to care for a parent, and it was difficult because I had made my life in Atlanta, Georgia. I had turned the corner there to where, okay, this is home. And I still refer to Atlanta as. That should be a law. That's right. Even though I still consider Atlanta as home, because I was there for a long time. I've always not liked the Midwest for more than one reason, but weather being one of them. But I just never felt like this is where I belonged. And so, with that being said, you come back, you lead the family dynamic, and because before I left, we were so intertwined in each other's lives, and not a lot of separation, because with family things, you had to be tight. My sister has two children that we're raising. She's a great mother, but hey, everybody needs a little help. So I'm the uncle. I'm the cool uncle that gets to do the cool fun stuff, right? And it has that part hasn't changed. But when I come back under different, I'm a little older, and being back in that whole family dynamic, and having a different mindset, and being like NeNe Leakes said the other day, growth is a beautiful thing. It is. And I just don't like people who don't change. I think you can change without changing the core person who you are, but I think you can change and grow and you learn. That's why we all make mistakes. That's why we all fuck up sometimes. That's why we get down on ourselves, and because it's all about changing and moving and trying to be a better person. At least some of us are. And And so, that being said, it was hard for me, and I think I'm still adjusting. This will mark my 3rd year back in the area, and I hadn't planned on being here that long. I guess I did. I did and I didn't. I was thinking, well, maybe, not something bad would happen. There's maybe something would, my mother's health would improve, and I would, be able to say, okay, I did what I was supposed to do. You're fine, and I can, move back to Atlanta. Well, that didn't happen, and I couldn't. The thing is, something would happen, I would never forgive myself. So that's another reason. And I came home because I do love my family. I do love being around them, and although, like I said, they get on my nerves, when there's a crisis in my family, we're all there for each other, and we support each other, although there might be a lot of shade thrown, or we might say some things that we don't necessarily mean, and sometimes it comes out really stank and really good. I say some ugly stuff, but we all supported it. It was nice to have us all there supporting my sister today while she was undergoing her operation, and just kind of laughing and talking about different stuff, and that's this time of year. That's what makes me. I think it. Even though I'm really close to my family, I think it connects me more. I want to be connected. I think we all go through life, and where when we don't really want to be connected with our family, and it to the point to where it's like, ugh, I'm tired of looking at them. It's not that. It's I don't know how to say it in words. It's like you want, I think you want to be your own person, develop your own way of doing things. And so when I left, that's what had happened. And so I'm not going backwards. I need to bring them up to speed, but they're not going to change because I think we're all changed that much. We're all too old at this point to do a 360, but this time of year with the holidays coming, it's always nice to be around, and my family's still here. I have friends that don't have moms or dads or siblings around, and that makes me sad for them because not having a parent or a sibling that was there before that's not there now. For the holidays, it makes it difficult. So I definitely I think I sometimes take that for granted, I don't want to, have that to happen, but I know eventually that's the human nature, that's life. And but for right now, I like where we are. I might not like it every day, but I definitely like being connected to my family because we do love each other. And after everything that I've gone through in the last 2 weeks with people that I've let in more than I should have, to fall back to a support system that I have here, because I've shared some things with my mother and my sister, and they're like, leave those crazy internet people alone. I'm like, so with me reducing the podcast and being online so much, and telling so much about myself, I can limit that now. I can limit it, and take that energy and put it towards something else. And I think that's a good thing. Sometimes when you get these bad things, I think, and not that I'm a devout Christian, but I do believe, I think those things, or even if say it's karma, or say it is the universe, giving you a sign, it's time for you to move on and do something else. So cutting back, because I don't know if you guys know, I will not be doing Pride 48 going forward. Pride 48 is a great podcasting service for the LGBT community. I'll be there to support them and listen to all the shows. A lot of shows there I like. I've met a couple of great people that I interact with. Raven Randall's one of them. Met not such a good person, but it's all learning, and you have to find where you fit in, and mine's is not going to be online that much, but we do have a lot of interviews coming up. One happening this week, I think we're recording tomorrow night, with Diana Greenhall. Diana Greenhall is an artist who has worked for the big major comic book publishers, DC, Marvel, some independents. Great personality. I met her during Nashville Comic Con, so I'll be talking to her. So look for that interview on here in iTunes through our Fanboy Weekly, although this show will eventually transition into Late Night Fanboy Glitter and the Geek eventually. Haven't got there just yet. So look for that interview. And then we have some other people coming up as well. Jason Dottley is going to be back on the show soon. We've been talking again. You know, when I was part of a trio before the last trio, I think trios don't work for me, obviously. I'm a lone ranger. We spoke to him, but it's not going to be such an interview type. It's just going to be us talking. And he's been supporting me in some stuff here lately, so that's also good as well. So look for those. So when we come back, we're going to get into, after this very long intro, 25 minutes, right? We're gonna start the main part of our show, which is about this guy who has been delivered from these gay demons. You have to hear the audio. Also, if a barista wrote your name on a cup quiz, what would that name be? I've already talked about family. We've already talked about cold weather, so we don't have too much to talk about. So I'm not going to keep you guys long tonight. Let's see. I think there was one more thing that I wanted to chit chat about, because you know he likes to talk, and there's so many. I love these quizzes. There's one called 33 Signs That She's Too Ratchet for You. And also, did you hear about the new little Chick-fil-A? There's a Chick-fil-A here in, not here in town, but I don't go there anymore. There's a Chick-fil-A that doesn't allow people coming out using slang language. How crazy is that? You know, where do they do that at? Let's see. See, sometimes my computer really be tripping. But anyhow, we're going to take this quick little break. And when we come back, we will finish up our show. My name is David. It is the 5x5 Late Night Show. Thank you guys for joining me. We'll be right back.
See my hips and my tips, so cha. See my ass and my lips, don't cha. Lost a few pounds in my whips for ya. This the kind of beat that go ba ta ta. Ba ta 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 ta. Sex me so good, I say blah blah blah. Work it, I need a glass of water. Boy, oh boy, it's good to know ya. Is it worth it? Let me work it. I put my thing down, flip it and reverse it. It's your primitive, it's wet yet. It's your primitive, it's wet yet. If you got a big. To find out how hard I gotta work, yeah. It's your primitive, it's wet, yeah. It's your primitive, it's wet, yeah. If you're a fly gal, get your nails done. Get a pedicure, get your hair did. Boy, lift it up, let's make a toaster. Let's get drunk, it's gonna bring us closer. Don't I look like a Halle Berry poster? See the Belvedere playing tricks on ya. Girlfriend wanna be like me, never. You won't find a bitch that's even better. I make you hot as Las Vegas weather. Listen up close,
while I take it backwards. Oh, I begins to tell it to me what you want. I'm not a prostitute, but I can give you what you want. I love your braids and your mouth full of phones. Love the way my ass go, ba boom, ba boom, boom. Keep your eyes on my ba boom, ba boom, boom. You think you can handle this, ka donk, donk. Take my thumb off and my ass go boom. Cut the lights on so you see what I can do.
Is it worth it? Let me work it. I put my thing down, flip it and reverse it. It's your primitive, it's wet and yet. It's your primitive, it's wet and yet. If you got a big, let me search it. To find out how hard I gotta work, yeah. It's your primitive, it's wet and yet. It's your primitive, it's wet and yet.
Boys, boys, all type of boys. Black, white, Puerto Rican, Chinese boys. Wine, thang, 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 thang. Black, thang, 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 thang. Girls, get that cash. If it's 9 to 5, we're shaking your ass. Ain't no shame, ladies, do your thing. Just make sure you ahead of the game. Just cause I got a lot of fame, super. Prince couldn't get me, change my name, Papa. Hooter can't tell you, slave again, no sign. Picture Black saying, oh, yes, I'm massa. Picture Lil' Kim dating a pastor. Minute Man, Big Red can outlast ya. Who is the best? I don't have to ask ya. When I come out, you won't even matter. Why you act dumb like, duh. Say you act dumb like, duh. As the drummer boy go brr-pum-pum. Give you some of this Cinnabon.
Is it worth it? Let me work it. I put my thing down, flip it and reverse it. It's your primitive, it's wet and yet. It's your primitive, it's wet and yet. If you got a big, let me search it. To find out how hard I gotta work, yeah. It's your primitive, it's wet and yet. It's your primitive, it's wet and yet.
Come on, super fellas.
Welcome back. It is the 5x5 Late Night Show. My name is David, and I'm here just spilling a little tea for you guys. If you guys want to hear, you may not. You may want to change the channel, do something else, watch TV. I still have 3 hours of TV to watch. If you guys started watching Getting On, this is what I think I'm going to start doing. You know, Getting On is like a little hospital comedy, dramedy show. Has Lori Metcalf in it from Roseanne. She played Jackie, and Niecy Nash. Everybody loves Niecy Nash. And Alex Borenstein from, I think she was on Mad TV. She did Mrs. Swan. And it's a really, really funny show on HBO. So if you don't have HBO, you know, try to find somewhere to watch it. I don't know if Apple TV or Amazon or Vudu or one of those services has it available for streaming, but it's hilarious. The first season was only 6 episodes. I don't know what HBO is going with these little, like, looking on HBO was only like a few episodes, and it was like maybe eight. They got eight, and then now this year, even though it was horrible, True Blood got 10, and then now Getting On only had 6 last season, so I don't know how many they'll get this season, but it's funny, and it's based in a rehabilitation part of the hospital, to where the doctor, which is Lori Metcalf and Niecy Nash and Alex Borenstein, they're the nurses, and it's kind of this dysfunctional family, and all this stuff goes on. And last year, episode two, if you go to YouTube and you type in Getting On Varla, that was the funniest episode ever. Although the words and the language is a little crass, it's still hilarious. I showed it to somebody today while we were at the hospital. I had, you know, my phone. I'm like, you have to look at this. This is hilarious. And they said, oh my God, it's the funniest thing. So it debuted last night, Sunday night. No, it came on Sunday night, and it totally funny. And This lady, this is what I'm gonna start doing to people. Anytime somebody asks me to do anything, I'm just gonna fake a coma. Her name is Birdie, and so Niecy Nash was the one, the nurse interacting with her. And every time she seen Niecy Nash coming, she was supposed to make her walk or something. She'd act like she was having a coma, and so Niecy Nash finally tells her, "Miss Birdie, you can't act like you're having a coma every time I'm trying to get you to walk." And so she's just sitting there, just stiff as a board, with her eyes closed, and I'm like, oh my God, that's the funniest thing I have ever seen. It's funny. It's really, really funny. So if you haven't seen it, it's worth checking out, because I enjoy it a lot. But I also have to I have to still watch Gotham for this week, because I didn't get to watch it. Normally I watch catch up on my Monday shows Tuesday morning, and then watch my new shows live Tuesday night. But I still have to watch Gotham and something else. Gotham and Sleepy Hollow, which people have given Gotham a hard time. But we'll talk more about that on Fanboy Weekly. But this week, after I do the Diana Greenhall episode, maybe we'll talk to her about the new comic book television shows. Because there was tonight on Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., there was a reveal that's going to affect the whole Marvel universe, because it's coming. You know, it's not coming to 2019, but it's coming, or 2018. So I'm like, okay, that was the first hint. Raven Randall, you might know if you watch Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. I'm not going to give a spoiler, but what they kind of revealed and kind of alluded to, what they kind of been alluding to for a few episodes now, well, even part of last season, and this is coming, and we definitely know it's on the Marvel slate of movies to do. So I won't give a spoiler. I'll let you guys watch it, and I'll talk about it later. So have you guys seen the latest internet sensation? It's a man who has declared he was cured of being gay at a Church of God in Christ. It was some type of revival or something. We have Kojic churches here. They do some funny stuff, but you know, I ain't gonna slam anybody's religion. All from the Gay Star News, the article says a video of a man declaring he is delivered from homosexuality as he begins to dance around with other men is going viral. During this weekend, a Church of God in Christ member was filmed claiming he had prayed the gay away. Others are not so sure. I'm not gay no more. I am delivered. I don't like men's no more. I said I like women, 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 women. The man yells to the crowd. I said women, he adds. I'm not gay. I would not date a man. I would not carry a purse. I would not put on makeup. I will love a woman. And the pastor assuring him that he has a new life coming, he hands the man a $100 bill, and then it kind of ends after that. But there's been a lot of little videos made of this guy. I'm not going to knock him, and I'm going to say it's funny to me, because if this is what you're choosing for you for your life, it's your life. You know, I can make fun of it, you know, just to be funny. But at the end of the day, you know, you have to make the choices what's comfortable for you. I don't like people using religion as a scapegoat to hide who they are. I think that's the problem now in our society. That's kind of that. Well, that's what they're trying to do with gay marriages. Half these people who's against gay marriages because it's part of their religious freedoms, they ain't never been in the church today in their life. That's what bothers me, you know. And I think that's, you know, he can do what he wants. It's a free country. He can say what he wants. He can be who he wants. But I think we have to be good custodians of the community that we're a part of. Now, whether you want to be a part of that community or not, I can't say. But I think a decent person, if they don't have any mental issues, I think a decent person will be like, you know, with good conscience, I can't, you know, I can feel any kind of way, but I can't do this because that just brings a lot of people under scrutiny. And then that this allows religion, not Christianity, allows religion another way to hate. I don't know if hate's the right word, or denounce and separate and point fingers at people who are not like them. You know, and that's the, I think that's the problem with modern day religion. It's all about exclusion, you know, and who's sitting closer to the throne of God than the other person. When, you know, the Bible has explicitly said, you know, that we're all equal and we've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. You know, I know Catholics believe there's mortal sins and there's these kind of sins and all that sin. That ain't what the Bible says. You know, but I'm gonna let you guys listen to the video because I thought it was interesting to hear this young man kind of proclaim his new deliverance from being gay. And here is that audio.
Break every yoke. Break every yoke. He's delivering you now.
Whatever it is you need God to do, he just told you it's done right now. What did you come here for? What did you come down here for? Tell me.
To get delivered more.
Get delivered. Do you believe that the Lord tonight has set you free?
Yes, sir.
Turn around and tell those people.
Tell them. I'm not gay no more. I am delivered. I don't like men no more. I said I like women. Women, 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 women. I said women. I'm not gay. I would not date a man. I would not carry a purse. I would not put on makeup. I will love a woman.
Now listen, y'all praise God with him. Hold on, wait a minute.
Now, see, my problem isn't exactly with what he said as much as it is with how he said it. Because you have to admit that's kind of funny, right? He would love a woman. I mean, if you was really serious, you wouldn't have said that, you know. But you know, again, if that's what you want to go, because you know, I've been involved with women before. You know, I just don't like them now. It wasn't a choice. It was just evolution of who I really was or am, and so. When he, the funniest part for me is when he gets to speaking in tongues, he goes, women, women, hustle, blah, 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 blah. You know, I don't know if you've ever been to a black church before. And I used to work with a lady who she spoke in tongues once a day at work. And I remember the first time I heard it because I remember as a child, someone telling me that, you know, when somebody's speaking in tongues, this is in the Bible. I have no proof. This is what I was told. So I may be regurgitating that something's wrong, but this is what I told and what my understanding. I've heard it more than one time. What my understanding is of speaking in tongues. When you have somebody who's speaking in tongues, there's normally there's somebody who can interpret it. You know. Can interpret what they're saying, you know, so everybody can know what they're talking about. And it's a language that's supposed to be spoken to God only, I guess. It's always scared me as a kid. It scared me because I thought it was weird. I'm like, what are they doing? You know, and as a kid, you laugh at that kind of stuff because you're like, oh, they're over there on the organ tripping, you know. And so, you know, mama hits you in the back of the head. You stop laughing at them. They speaking to God, you know. And but I remember, I don't know if it's my grandfather or somebody. He's like, he says, yeah, don't be listening to all that because they need, if they're really speaking in tongues and it is true, there will be an interpreter there. Now, whether that interpreter, well, I guess an interpreter and somebody who can interpret, I guess there's two different things. Interpreter would be somebody who'd be able to translate and say, hey, this is what they're saying. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. That, or being somebody can interpret it. Maybe that message is meant for them to hear and they can understand it. Or maybe I just don't have that divine, audience. What's it? Here, I don't have divine hearing, so I don't. That's why I can't understand it. Or I'm just a heathen, and it's not meant for me. But, but so I just think that's interesting. That part, it was funny to me because he just kind of, and like the little internet videos that they've made, the spoofs off that are hilarious. You know, I ain't trying to knock him because I ain't trying to play with God. I'm just saying this is how I feel about it. You know, and I'm not going to go back and forth with somebody saying, well, that's a choice or it's not a choice. I know me. I know I didn't choose. And some of the responses were like, you need to leave him alone because, you know, gay people should know that's an evil demon or an evil, excuse me, there's an evil spirit with them. And, you know, if he's been delivered, because here, I thought it was like a 2-part thing. You know, he was at church and then the preacher did whatever. And then he came back later and he's like, I've been delivered. It happened right there. You know, the pastor said, you know, if you speak and you want to be delivered, it shall be done. And thing is, the mind is a powerful thing. And this is something that something that spoke to him in his mind that, Raven Ramble said he'll take heathen for 500, Alex. But you know, maybe, you know, the mind's a powerful thing. Maybe if you believe it enough, you know, in your mind, you know, maybe physically it will be able to manifest itself, you know. And I, you know, they always talk about, you know, the mind's very powerful, you know, mind over body. That's how people get some through these difficult situations, or, you know, working out, some of these athletes, you know, because they have so much control and so much will power in the mind. They're able to force their bodies to do things that normal people that doesn't have that same constitution would be able to do. And so I just thought it interesting. And like I said, I don't like knocking religion, because I do believe, I believe in, so there's something bigger than myself. I do call that being God. I think we lost a lot in translation when you look at the Bible and you read it. I think people are not true to what they're preaching, always, about, because like I said earlier, about how many Christians they want to exclude so many people for a sin that they're going to die from, you know. But we're all going to die, so logically we all sinned. And then you have somebody say, well, that's, but if you keep on sinning, it doesn't matter, that one sin or whatever is still going to cause me to die, you know. And whether in my heart I wanted to do it or whatever, I think that's not good logic, you know. But then again, I say, if you're going to preach that stuff in Leviticus, preach all of it. You know, you just can't. And I have a problem with cherry pickers of the Bible. But like I said, my relationship, my Christianity, it's not for the masses. It's not. I learned a lot in church because, you know, when I was younger, I was in church all the time, even up to a young adult, you know, in church, you know, a lot, and very involved in the church activities. And anymore, so it just kind of saddens me how religion, I still don't think a preacher, you know, unless you out there working a Fortune 500 job or you own your own business, I still don't think a preacher should be driving a Jaguar when you have parishioners that own public assistance. That doesn't mesh in my, you know, I can't conceptualize that in my mind. And so I have issue with that. But this young man, you know, I wish him the best. You know, there is something in his life that he wanted to change. And maybe he is making a choice, you know. Okay, maybe he's gay, whatever. That's not a life that he wants for himself. So is he wrong for that? Is he wrong for wanting something different? You know, no matter what his reasons are, we can say, oh, he's doing that because he's ashamed, or he's doing that because he's embarrassed, or he's doing that to hide behind his homosexuality. You know, I can't say it because I don't know him. You know, I can only say I hope, you know, he finds what he's looking for. I think that's what I'm trying to say through all of how he went to be delivered, because man cannot save you. You know, only God can. And so, like, again, I wish him the best of luck. And yeah, people are giving him a hard time, but it's the because it was just on Jimmy Kimmel. It's made national news. It's just one of those things. It's hard to believe somebody would deny their true selves just to please the religious masses. And hopefully that's just my perception, like, 'cause I don't know his circumstances. But hopefully he can be happy, with his new found salvation, because I think we all need to be saved from something. I need to be saved from these cigarettes. I need to be saved from overeating. I need to be saved from being a bitch. Because I can be a little bitch, not a little bitch, no. I'm not that bitch, but I'm that bitch, No. So I think we all can, can reach out and confess what we want different in our lives. So and that's what that man chooses, his own life. I don't control him, neither does all everybody who's making fun of him. He's a grown ass man, he can make his own decisions. And I can't knock him for that, because I know, like I said, I need to be delivered from some stuff. Raven Reynolds said he needs to be saved from housework. You know what? You can not do your housework. You can come over and do mine. And any comic books you found on the ground, they're yours. Any of them, they are yours. Oh, and by the way, guys, I do have a contest going on our Facebook page, facebook.com/the5x5, completely spelled out. If you look, there's a little vinyl figure that I had purchased for someone, and well, they can't get it now. So I decided, so another person's loss is another person's gain. So let's just give it away. I don't give. I've been working on giving away a box, which I think is going to be like a more Christmas thing now. Cause I just bought two more things to go in the two boxes I'm going to be giving away. And so I want to do that, but that's coming. I have so much stuff on my plate. Y'all just don't even know. But this is something really easy, something quick, something fast, something fun. It's a little scale animal. It's a Superman, a vinyl figure, and it's a scale animal. Skelanimal. Scale animal. And all you have to do is go to the Facebook page or my Instagram page, which is One Funny Guy, the number one, FUNNYGUY. Comment, follow, and share either on Instagram or Facebook. And on the 20, its contest goes through the 24th. One person, it's so cute. It's a little Superman doggy with a little super, has a little stand, has a little Superman emblem that it stands on for the base. Retails for, I think 13, 12 or $13. And I've seen them go for on Facebook, on eBay for like 25. But it's really, really cute. And I think you guys would like it. So, that's part of my who I am. I'm a fanboy. So I think you guys, I need to get rid of that demon. So I'm gonna give it to y'all. So it's not a demon. But no. So just go to the Facebook page. You have to like the Facebook page. That's the only caveat, you with major caveat, because if you're not a liker on the Facebook page, I ain't sending you nothing. So like the Facebook page, comment on the post, tell me why you want it, and then share the picture or post on Instagram or Facebook. But you have to like the Facebook page. I'm not gonna and so if nobody does it, then nobody wins it. It'll end up in one of the boxes. So we're gonna take a little break, and we come back. If a barista were to give you a name, what name would that be? We'll find out what mine is when we come back. Thank you for listening. It is the 5x5 Late Night Show. We'll be right back.
type to issue. So why it's so different when it comes to me?
When it comes to me.
How many more times can I believe?
Oh.
So caught up here all this time.
While inside
I've been slowly
dying.
I don't feel like you've been trying. Can't you see we're so divided?
I think that was Tracy Braxton, y'all. Love me some Tracy Braxton, from Braxton Family Values, sister to Tony Braxton and Tamar Braxton. That's off of her new album. I forget what it's called, but it's Tracy Braxton. Just look it up and you can buy it on iTunes. I bought that on iTunes. I love the song. I love Miss Tracy because she definitely gives realness like no other. And she will say, that's some bow. She'll say that. Welcome back. You know, and her sister is the one that does, that says this.
Kids, your life.
That's Tamar Braxton. That's her sister. But that season's over. But she's doing her own thing, making her own name for herself as a Braxton. And I think that's a good thing. But I think I'm done with dating or being interested in men. I think I'm not that I'm going to go, I've been delivered. I like the women's. I'm not doing that. I'm just saying it's hard to find somebody that you connect with and find somebody that likes the same things as you like, and it's just difficult. And I'm like, and then all these little games, and you know, I don't have time for it. You know, I just don't have time for it. And that song is actually not that it really hits me emotionally, because I've been accused of being a stone cold bitch, but maybe I am. But no, but this song kind of, you know, hits me to where I'm like, oh wow, you know, because I'm at a particular age to where I want to be settled in, you know. And I tell people, anybody that deals with me, I'm like, well, you know, I'm a lot to deal with. You know, because I definitely like having my own way. I do think I'm always right, you know, but I normally don't speak it. Somebody got really mad at me the other day. I don't know if it was my mom or somebody. And I said, I don't speak on something unless I'm right about it, you know, because normally I don't open my mouth before I get the facts that I need to speak on something. And it's my truth. Now, we can all speak on our perceptions because we all have them. You know, I don't really don't speak on things unless it's something that I know about, something that's true, or something I experienced and I can give, this is what happened, give you, you know, one of those, this is what happened to me when I did that. You know, you normally save those, conversations for the younger people. You know, if you do this, this is what's going to happen to you because I've already done it, you know? And so that's what I can give, you know, my niece and my nephew. But some of these grown people need some of them conversations. You know, there are so many things. It just kills me. I see so many young men black, white, otherwise. I don't know if you guys in your city, y'all have those sheriff like pictures and stuff of people who've been arrested, and you know, recently. And then I'm looking on there are people my age going to jail. I'm like, why are you going to jail? We are too old to be getting locked up, you know. Just don't send text messages with a thread in it and think you can't get locked up for it, because you can't. But when I didn't threaten you, I even knew where all that came from. Oh, I do. Somebody sent a text message of mine to somebody else that should never been sent, and I started a whole bunch of nonsense. But you know, he can fix it. You know, I'm like, we're too old to be going to jail or getting in trouble and stuff like that. That we're too old for that. You know, way too old for that. And then I seen somebody that I knew, that actually somebody that I was, well, they were interested in me. I wasn't interested in them, but, they're on there for shoplifting. You are in your 40s. Why are you still go get a job? And then, you see some of these young men, you know, get in my neighborhood, you know, hanging out, you know, with, you know, with the wrong intentions. You know, I'm like, why are y'all at home all day? You know, because electric bills ain't cheap. You know, the gas bill's not cheap. You know, water's went up. What are you doing? You know, and I have a friend that's always talking about how her young male children, oh, they're so bad, they're always getting in trouble, I don't know what to do with them. But you know, you missed your opportunity, you know, when they were young, when you was out still partying and they were, you know, 6, 7, 8, 9, running the streets out longer than you, and you didn't take the opportunity to say, hey, not in my house, you know, because you was too busy doing your own thing. So if you raised them with some sense, they wouldn't be in the situation they are now, which it kind of hurts me to see that. I think my generation that's having kids or has kids, young kids, some of us aren't doing the right thing, you know, because I was talking to my nephew earlier today. And he's seen the Ferguson, Missouri thing flash on the television. And he kind of asked me what was going on. I'm like, well, you know, the young man got killed by a police officer. And, you know, there was kind of a public outcry for justice. It's still going on. There's a lot of turmoil. And I kind of had that, you know, being a black man in the United States is a little dangerous. If you're not doing the right things, most of the time, you know, there's been instances, well, a lot of instances where completely innocent people have been shot, have been killed, have been hurt, but everybody's not innocent. I'm not that naive. I had a fight with someone on Facebook about the whole Ferguson thing, you know, and honestly, y'all try to, you know, you're protesting for what, you know. The young man should never have died. And I've said my piece on this 1,000 times, but the young man should never have died. You know, it's unfortunate. There could have been a better resolution. But sometimes, hey, hey, you guys, Crash Jesus, hey, Chris and Apocalypse. Hey, what's up? It's just one of those things where, you know, it's unfortunate it happened, but his parents missed an opportunity to tell him. That's what I try to share with my nephew. But anyhow, what I was saying about the Ferguson thing, you know, his parents lost the opportunity to tell them, you know, you should have been out. You were smoking weed, doing whatever you were doing. And, you know, like LeVar Burton says, if a police officer stops you, hang your hands out the window. Don't get smart. Don't say nothing, because you might not survive the experience. Let's see. What were we talking about? Don't forget, we do have a Movember page. It's a program that highlights the men's health program. programs throughout the world now, not only in the country. Holly's prostate cancer, testicular cancer, and mental health. There's a global collaboration of sorts in the 5x5. If you go to David the 5x5, you can join, follow, join the team, donate, because I think it's a good thing to do. And if you haven't yet, you can shave and start your mustache. I did trim up a little bit today, but all of it couldn't go. I know that's not part of the rules, but that's me. That is just me. A barista write on your coffee cup. You know I love my BuzzFeed quizzes. So the first question is, pick a letter in your name. And so they give you A-M-T-J-R-S-C-E. So since I have, oh, only thing in there is A. I don't want to be an A name. What do you like to do at a coffee shop? Write, use your computer, text on your phone, actually drink coffee, talk with your friends. Mostly I'm mostly on my phone and on the internet zoning out. What kind of coffee do you usually order? Regular coffee, iced coffee, mocha, flavored latte, espresso macchiato, blended iced coffee, cafe au lait, tea actually. I always get a caramel macchiato when I go to Starbucks. What are you most likely to eat with your coffee? Cereal, a breakfast sandwich of some sort, a pita, a muffin, pie, donut, croissant. Ooh, Dunkin' Donuts has croissant donuts now. Biscuits, quiche, or cupcakes. Normally it's a donut. You know, I just did that a couple weeks ago when I went to Owensboro and I went to a Dunkin' Donuts. Pick a letter that is not in your name. So they give you OKGIHQNYP. So let's just go with P to be funny. So what name should a barista write on your coffee cup? My name would be Chopra. Chopra would be on my coffee cup. Don't ask me why. That's just what it would be. So Chopra. So if somebody's going to give me coffee, write Chopra on my cup and it would be perfect. And this week is the last con of the year. So I'll be attending Geek Galaxy Con this weekend here in Southern Indiana. So if you don't have anything to do, come play with the nerds here in Southern Indiana at the Geek Galaxy Comic Book Convention. Power Rangers will be here. Three of the original, I think the original Black Ranger, Blue Ranger, and Red Ranger will be in town amongst others like Mark Kidwell, author and artist of Bump, and currently writing the comic book 68, which Homefront, which is a kind of a zombie Walking Dead type comic book. So I'll be talking to those guys this weekend. But I think that's it for tonight. I don't think there's much else going on. Thank you guys for joining me. Raven Rendell, Desert Rose, Apocalypse, or Apocalypse's clone. Aaron, new to the show, thank you for showing up. And Miss Desert Rose, I've missed you so much. Glad to see you on here. I hope to see you guys next time here on the 5x5 Late Night Show. Don't forget the contest we have going on our Facebook page and our Instagram, well, my Instagram page. Check it out, and you might win a vinyl figure. Until next time, everybody, have a great week. Tomorrow's Hump Day and New Comic Book Day. We'll see you next time. Good night.